He called the police. Daniel Kelly told police that he was lost inside a wall vent in the Ted Williams Tunnel, which is over in Boston. Doesn't know how he got there. He does remember having a few drinks.
Well, there's a shocker.
Note the last story that we did. Told police that somebody must have spiked his drink. That's it. Anyway, he was arrested for trespassing, not surprisingly, again, if you get stuck in the wall. So, Daredevil, have you seen this? Have you seen Daredevil?
I have not.
I haven't either. It's supposed to be a big deal. Netflix has ordered a second season of Marvel's Daredevil. The first season began just April the 10th, so it's not even 2 weeks old. People like it a lot. Charlie Cox, who's in Boardwalk Empire, stars as Matt Murdock, known as Daredevil, a lawyer by day, a crime fighter by night. Apparently he's blind, but all of his other senses are enhanced.
Yes.
And that's what makes him a superhero.
Yes.
There you go. All right, going to be about 85 today with a 30% chance of showers. We'll get to 90 by the weekend. 70 now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Loretta Lynch has waited months for this day. The Senate may finally confirm her as the next attorney general. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
Loretta Lynch has waited in legislative limbo since her confirmation hearing in January.
Do you believe the executive action announced by President Obama on November 20th is legal and constitutional? Is yes or no?
As I've read the opinion, I do believe it is.
That answer to a question from Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions on immigration has most Republicans opposed to Lynch, though enough GOP support is expected for her to win confirmation. This vote has been long delayed, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell holding off until resolution of a human trafficking bill that passed yesterday unanimously. Dave.
Jared David Petraeus will be sentenced today in North Carolina. The Army General resigned as CIA director for sharing classified material with the biographer he was having an affair with. Michael Brown's family is ready to take the city of Ferguson, Missouri, to court over his shooting death last year. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live in our Midwest Bureau.
The St. Louis County Grand Jury and the U.S. Department of Justice cleared a white police officer of any wrongdoing in the shooting death of Michael Brown, which led to violent protests. But as promised, attorneys for Brown's family are announcing a wrongful death civil suit outside the St. Louis County Courthouse this morning, just 6 weeks after the DOJ also determined the city of Ferguson showed a pattern of racial bias, leading many top officials there, Dave, to step down.
Jeff, a former sheriff's deputy in Wisconsin, is off the hook in a murder case, found not legally responsible for killing his wife and sister-in-law last August. Andrew Steele's defense? He has Lou Gehrig's disease, which damaged his brain. Also acquitted in Iowa, a 78-year-old man accused of raping his wife who had Alzheimer's in a nursing home months before she died. Whether she had the capacity to consent was the issue.
Where does this end? Where does this nonsense end?
That was Henry Rahan's lawyer in closing argument, saying there was no evidence of a rape. Rahan's broke down crying as the verdict was read. I'm Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Well, I guess we're going to be getting into summer pretty soon. Folks at Intercon remind you that in addition to energy-efficient windows, they can help you with solar screens. And there's probably not anything that you can do that could make a more positive impact on your utility bill so quickly than putting solar screens in if you've got a problem with the sun beating into your house. Because obviously it heats up the interior, and as a result, your cooling bills go up. Well, by including solar screens as part of your energy program, Enercon can help you with that. You really can see a difference in your utility bill almost from day one. And remember that if you're a BTU customer, there's some initiatives that they've got as well that can help you out. When we're talking about energy efficiency for your home through your windows, Enercon has the solution for you. And again, we notice it more in the cold weather, but remember, if your windows are energy inefficient during the winter, they are in the summer as well. So let the experts at Enercon come out, have a look at your situation, give you some suggestions as to how you can have windows that are more energy efficient. Remember, if you're doing a new build or a remodel, then you have experts to come in and advise you on every other facet of the work that's being done. Why not that be your windows too? So call Oscar or Brad Beard. You'll never get any high pressure. They'll give you an estimate and they'll leave you alone. That's how they do business. At Enercon, 823-3639.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Bryan City officials are still working on new skate parks. Mayor Jason Byinski says the current direction is one big skate park where one used to exist at Williamson Park.
We've had one around the golf course, Williamson Park, for many years. We've dismantled it because it was unsafe for use. So we're going to look at probably having a larger version there.
Byinski projects a timeline of 6 to 8 months since money has already been budgeted. Action at Tuesday night's College Station School Board meeting included the next projects approved by voters in the November 2013 bond issue. The board set the guaranteed maximum price for deferred maintenance at College Station Middle School and Rock Prairie Elementary, which is $305,000 under the district's planning amount. CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says work at Rock Prairie continues what was started last year.
What this is going to do is go on the inside of that brick and fix some of the things like repainting of the walls and getting rid of some of the vinyl wall covering on some of the exterior walls and replacing that, as well as replacing the mini blinds and some of the windowsills that are temporary from what was done this past summer.
And the focus at CSMS is solving drainage issues. There was also a status report of all the 2013 bond projects in the pipeline. You can read the update on our website at WTAW.com. The city of College Station is seeking feedback through a housing survey.
The brief survey, targeted to both the general public and housing professionals, was created in conjunction with the city's five-year consolidated planning process for grants received through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
After that, we do a strategic plan where we outline different priority needs and then design goals to meet those strategies over the next five-year period.
Brian Piszczaczek, community development analyst, says regular planning and reporting is done to continue receiving the grants. The survey is available through Thursday, April 30th. Go online to cstx.gov/cdsurvey. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Multiple Bryan police officers were involved in tracking down a citizen's report of gunfire yesterday afternoon in the area of Villa Maria and Cavett. Sergeant Ryan Bona says they found someone target shooting with a handgun into a creek bed behind Shipwreck Grill. That resulted in a Bryan resident receiving a ticket for illegal discharge of a firearm.
Unless you're at a valid shooting range or somewhere where that's acceptable. And definitely not in a creek bed behind a restaurant.
Bona said they were notified by concerned citizens who saw two men reacting to the shots fired and called to report suspicious activity. The two men were an off-duty deputy and someone who had a concealed handgun license. The Texas House this week passed legislation to allow open carry of firearms. District 12 Representative John Rainey was among those supporting House Bill 910, though he had one concern.
My reservations are only when people do it and some big guy comes along and takes it away from them. I'm not going to carry openly, I don't think, but I do carry, and I believe that's a way to protect myself and my family, and I believe in that wholeheartedly.
Also voting yes was District 14 Representative Kyle Cassell. The state Senate previously approved open carry, which is also supported by Governor Abbott. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Life moves fast. It's hard enough finding time for the people and activities you love. House cleaning duties shouldn't get in the way. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and take back your precious free time. Live like you don't have to clean up later. Molly Maid, we're made for this. Call us today to start enjoying your home clean the Molly Maid way. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. Also, check your mailbox for our newest offer.
Coming up on 810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call to 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Mostly cloudy for today. A shower or thunderstorm may pop up this afternoon. Highs around 85. Right now, all the activities up around Dallas. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight. They could be strong. Overnight lows around 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy. A threat for showers and thunderstorms during the day tomorrow, 85. Any storms end tomorrow night, lows near 70. Sunny and hot Saturday. Temperatures going to work their way up to near 90 Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There goes 810. Time to visit with the folks from the city of Bryan, and Eric Barton's here this morning from the Bryan Community Development Services. How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yep. Let's talk a little bit about, obviously, community development, making homes that maybe not in good shape, spruce them up a little bit or actually start all over. I guess that's what community development's about, taking those areas and making them look better. You got a couple of programs out there. I'd like to hear about those if you could share with us.
Sure. We have the Community Development Block Grant program, which is a federal program that has real flexibility. We're allowed to do a lot of things as long as we meet three national objectives, and that is, it needs to be a low to moderate income benefit. We also can do natural disaster situations with it, and also elimination of slum and blight.
Well, of
and
course,
that's about 85 or 855,000 this year.
Okay, so that's one in three definitely are things that happen in almost any place. The natural disaster thing may not, but I guess the most important thing for those people who do qualify, how do they find out if they qualify? Number one, and then number two, what steps do they take to see what they can get a piece of this pie for?
Sure. We have all of our program applications are at the office. If they're owner-occupied homes that they currently own and have lived in within 3 years, they can come up to our office and fill out an application. All the information about the household size and the amount per year annually, the maximum that they can make, is printed on the application form. It's very easy to fill out, basically talking about some demographics of your household and how your makeup is. So. Mm-hmm. It's a very easy application to fill out, and folks can find out if they qualify through that.
So single member is about $34,000 approximately, and then four family of four, about $48,000, kind of to ballpark
it. That's correct. I think that's our new numbers for CDBG program.
Yes. Sure. Now, one of the other things that I found kind of interesting, didn't know this was out there, but the voluntary demolition of dilapidated structures. So if you got something that... obviously, you know it needs to be a scraper, and you say, well, I can't afford to do that, then you've got a program for that as well.
That's correct. Yeah, this is actually a spinoff of the NSP grant that came out like 2012, 2013 by President Obama, basically to help low-income individuals find work, get back into the workforce. And through this program, we realized that there were quite a bit of folks in the community that needed help with dilapidated structures that were either going before the citizenry board to have it torn down, or they just wanted to get rid of the dilapidated structure on their own but couldn't afford it. Maybe they inherited it through a family member. So we decided it was a good time to start using some of our funds to clean up the low-income neighborhoods through these dilapidated structures. And we decided to create this program with hopefully the benefit of trying to help these folks. Either they can take out a loan, a 0% interest loan, which they only have to pay half back, and when they pay back the first half, the second half of that amount is forgiven. They can also, if they're interested in selling the property, we have properties that we look for all through the city to do affordable housing. They can actually have the demolition done for free if they want to give that to the city or sell it to the city at fair market value,
okay.
And we take the proceeds from that demolition in that sale. And also, we can provide it as a grant if they're planning on redeveloping that lot for low-income housing, either for themselves or to rent or to sell to someone else who's income eligible, then that's a grant to them. They can have it torn down for free.
So can they just do the demolition without the intention of rebuilding, just they want to get rid of the dilapidated structure?
Yes, sir, and that would qualify under the 0% interest loan, or if they're planning on selling it to the city, we can work with them on a house. If utilities are there for us to be able to develop new housing there, then we'd be interested in it.
Yes, yeah, sir. That's a pretty good deal. Well, now, and then you mentioned also that there's that you have some homes out there. Basically, the city has kind of been in the home building business. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. This is actually something that we haven't done much of that I know of in the past, except September of last year, we actually completed four houses that the city decided that we wanted to build for affordable housing. Normally, we do that through nonprofit developer partners, but we decided we wanted to do it on our own this time and see how it went to see if we could make those more affordable for them and try to keep the cost down as much as we could. And so we developed four houses on 18th Street in between Sims and Sterling Street. We currently have one that's already sold. The new owner just moved in day before yesterday, as a matter of fact. We have another one on the corner of Sims and 18th Street that is closing next month. And then the two middle houses on the interior, they're both 1,159 square feet. The price on those two houses are $115,900, and they're both currently for sale. You can call our office and make an appointment to go take a look at those if you're interested in them. But you do have to be income qualified to be able to purchase those homes.
Okay, so like 115. Now, I guess for lack of a better word, there's a profit in there someplace. So what happens to that marginal difference there between what the construction cost is and what the selling price is? Where do those funds go?
Well, actually, the price of the home is not that far off of what the actual construction cost is, just because construction materials are so costly. And also the lots that we acquired there, we're able to actually pay back that loan to the general fund, which we took the money out from to build the houses. So all of our costs should be able to be reimbursed, but the proceeds, if there are any that's over and above what the construction costs were, will actually roll back into affordable housing. We continue to create our mission through any proceeds that we get from those sales.
Visiting with Eric Barton this morning from the city of Bryan. You know, this is a program that's been around since 1993, but, I mean, it really has progressed. Talk a little bit about how this program has changed from when it was introduced in 1993.
Okay, and I'm thinking you're probably referring to the home program.
Yes, exactly. Home, right,
that's
exactly.
That's actually our second grant that we use, and that's strictly for affordable housing. We can't do anything other than affordable housing with that grant, where we have a little more flexibility with the CDBG grant. But the home grant has been around. The biggest change that we've seen in the home program is basically our grants that we've received has definitely declined over the years. So we're able to do less and less with the resources that we have. But the great thing about our home program is that we've also involved nonprofit partners so that we can extend the money that we receive each year. We can pass that on to our partners and basically create a lot more affordable housing units than what we could do on our own if we didn't have those partners to be able to stretch those resources.
Nice to have that. So, in other words, there are lots of different types of programs, and some of them are small, like a minor repair program. You have that as well. So it doesn't have to be thousands and thousands of dollars that we're talking about.
That's correct. Our minor repair program is a great program, up to $5,000 worth of proceeds to be able to do emergency repair items, such as porches that need ramps, opening doorways for ADA accessibility. There's just a lot of things that we can do for minor repair, but we can't go real far in those homes basically because of the limited amount of money that's available. So you can do minor repair with those that program. And also we can do on owner-occupied housing, we can either do rehabilitation or reconstruction depending on what the condition of that structure is when we go into it.
Sure.
So we can either renovate it or we can tear it down and rebuild a new one.
All right, lots of programs out there. It's available. If they want some more information, Eric, what do they do?
Just call our office at 979-209-5175. That's our main number at the office, and you're welcome to talk to me or any of our office personnel. Or they can go online, and what I like to do is just Google.
There you go.
Hit City of Bryan, Texas, and you can find our main page and then look under departments, under community development. You can find any of our programs there and any of our staff.
Great.
We'll be able to help you.
Sounds good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. This is folks of the City of Bryan on Thursdays. It's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. We'll talk to Mary from the Brazos Valley Symphony in just a minute.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
It's morning rush hour. Your throat hurts. And you can't call in sick. Not sure where to go? St. Joseph Family Medicine at South College Station has same-day appointments. We're close by, and our experienced, caring physicians are backed by the strength of St. Joseph. Request your appointment at 979-690-4460. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, and Mary's here this morning from the Brazos Valley Symphony. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Scott.
You've got a busy week ahead of you, but let's look back first to the Premier Market. That's second annual. That's always a fun event. Tell us how that went for you.
Oh, it could not have gone better. We had big crowds, incredible vendors from all over the United States, and it was just a fun, fun event.
Well, I'm glad. Now, but can't rest because it's busy times. You have your really the event that closes the season coming up.
Yes, our big season finale is coming up. It's a tribute to the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. And we have an extremely special guest artist. And Brigadier General Joe Ramirez, the Commandant of the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets, is honoring us with his presence. He's going to be narrating two incredible pieces. One is Gettysburg. We'll be doing the Gettysburg Address. Another is called Lincoln Portrait. And this music is, you know, of course there's fun music, you know, the usual Johnny Comes Marching Home and Battle Hymn of the Republic and all these beautiful pieces. But we'll be doing two soundtracks from Gettysburg, the movie, and also from Lincoln, the movie. So it's going to be a beautiful, stirring, fun. There's no other way to end the season than what we're doing. It's going to be beautiful.
So that's at 5 o'clock on the 26th. That'll be at Rudder Theater. And one of the things that you do from time to time, in this concert case you do, you have a pre-concert lecture.
Absolutely. Before each of our classical concerts, we have a pre-concert lecture. A lady that comes down, she's from Houston, and she's done this at the Houston Grand Opera for many years. She talks about the music, and she's just delightful and hilarious, and people just, they love going to this. So you learn a little bit about the music and have a good time and get ready for the concert at 5. So it's a great evening. Start at 4, go to the pre-concert, and then just walk right across the hall into the concert and ready to go.
And then close on the heels of that, we've got the one of your premier events when it comes to having a good time around a traditional event, the Kentucky Derby. It's Derby Days. It'll be here on May the 2nd.
Absolutely. That is coming up before we know it. The Kentucky Derby is always great fun for everyone to watch together. Before that, you get to bid on the silent auction, which is considered to be the finest in the Brazos Valley. And live auction has some wonderful things. I think one of the standouts this year is going to be a stay at an Italian villa. Mm. And there's a lot of talk about town about the fact there's people called up. They're coming just so they can bid on this.
Very good. Well, and you get a chance to luck of the draw, be a part of the outcome of the race. Sometimes you'll be able to win a prize based on the outcome of the race, and so you kind of enjoy that too.
Well, the one of the really, really fun things is the hat parade.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies and even gentlemen take part in it. And some of the hats are outrageous, some are just pretty. It just, you know, you can go either way you want to. And there's interesting prizes, you know, like the Lady Gaga Award and things like that, the up-and-comer. But there's fun prizes for it, too. But the whole evening is just to be a lot of fun and just to have a good time. And it's laid back. It's relaxed. It's the party of the season. So
sure.
You can't miss it.
So that's the Derby Days, and you have a few tickets left?
Yes, in fact, we have two tables that are still available, and also always we have room for those that may not want to get a table but just like to come. We have places that you can sit too, and I think you would thoroughly enjoy it. So get your tickets now at bvso.org, or you can call our office and make arrangements, 696-6100.
Okay, and that's May 2nd, but time to turn our attention then to the next season, and you're going to be announcing that soon.
We're going to be announcing that at our season finale on April 26th, and we'll also have an opportunity for to go ahead and do a pre-order of the season tickets. And typically, we have lines to get those season tickets. So it gives you an opportunity also to get your holiday concert a little bit of a discount if you ahead and buy now. But it's going to be a great, great season next year, and I can't wait to announce it.
Busy times, that's for sure. And again, if they want more information on any of this, what do they do?
BVSO.org or 696-6100.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
I'm Bruce Johnson with your Money Now. Deutsche Bank has settled a long-running investigation into the manipulation of interest rates with U.S. and British authorities by paying a record $2.5 billion fine. The giant German lender also agreed today to plead guilty to U.S. criminal charges. The FCC has thrown up a significant roadblock to Comcast's proposed acquisition of Time Warner Cable, recommending a procedural move that could potentially sink one of the media's biggest mergers in years. The FCC staff reached a conclusion that the best option for the commission is to put the $45.2 billion merger in the hands of an administrative law judge. Futures are down after stocks closed up yesterday. And what are the 10 healthiest nations in the world? Well, according to MarketWatch.com, Qatar is number one, followed by Norway, Switzerland, Luxembourg, Japan, Iceland, Austria, Singapore, Sweden, and Australia. That's your Money Now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Boy, you just keep reading more and more about fellas having prostate problems these days. It's an insidious disease, that's for sure, and it affects way too many men. But you know, it doesn't have to be you. Having good prostate health is one of the surest ways to prevent problems. Keeping the prostate its normal size does a number of things, like, well, it keeps you from having to go to the bathroom as much, lets you sleep longer and more soundly because you don't have to go as often. And good prostate health is one of the best deterrents from cancer. And that's exactly why ProstaMin was developed by the Activate Company. ProstaMin really promotes good prostate health. And you can try it risk-free. That's right, risk-free. It must work for you or your money back, no questions asked. Now, you can find out more at myactivate.com, or you can call them at 800-465-4411, and they'll send you free information. That's myactivate.com or 800-465-4411. As crazes go, it was just about the biggest ever. Yeah, you can talk about your capri pants and your spike hairdos and your pet rocks and even the twist. But none of them can stand up to the huge popularity of the biggest craze of the late 1950s and early 60s. In that still age of innocence, one item came along that not only had everyone in the country doing it, but it was the subject of hours of entertainment and exercise. Do you remember the hula hoop? It was much more than a craze. It was a phenomenon of gigantic proportions. Now remember, this was back in the 1950s when you could buy a gallon of milk for around 30 cents. This little, well, some call it a toy, sold for around a dollar and a half, and boy, did it sell. Over 50 million of them in the first 24 months went out the door. Many a hula hoop contest was held all over the country. As a matter of fact, there were more hula hoop contests in America in a 3-year period than dance, rodeo, football games, baseball games, and hockey matches combined. It was huge, that's for sure. And believe it or not, the hula hoop has seen something of a minor comeback of late. After a nearly 30-year absence, they have once again started appearing in stores, and there are even some hula hoop contests springing up around the country. So it seems that the once great hula hoop craze is not completely dead yet. And here's something you may not know, and that's that one man is primarily responsible for that huge hula hoop craze. One man who discovered it, financed the manufacture and promotion of the hula hoop in America, and one man who most of the money from that unbelievably popular simple piece of round plastic went to. The concept is so simple it astonishes the mind, doesn't it? It sure does. But it's a little-known fact that the man who started the hula hoop phenomenon, who financed it, manufactured it, promoted it, and brought it to the American public, did so practically in secret. Yeah, he didn't want anyone to know he was behind it. Well, because he was already a household name, and he didn't want to unduly influence people with his party. His house party. Yeah, you guessed it. The man who brought the hula hoop craze to America was, in fact, the very visionary Art Linkletter.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at Dayhill.com.
Acme Glass, been here since 1946, taking care of your glass needs when you need glass or when you want glass. And most of the time, it's because you need to get a piece of glass replaced, whether it's in your vehicle or at your home or your business. And Acme Glass understands that and responds that way. You know, if you can't give up your vehicle, Acme Glass can come and do an on-site installation to take care of it for you. If you need a piece of glass cut to a certain size or you want a straight-edge bevel, Acme Glass can do that in downtown Bryan. If you have a project that you're working on, they'll help you with that. If you want to get a piece of glass installed in your home, they'll come out there, take care of it for you based on your schedule. And of course, in a business, quite often a replacement of glass has to be done in a timely manner. Acme Glass understands all that and been doing it again since 1946 with two locations, one in downtown Bryan and one across from the main entrance at A&M. They're open a half day on Saturday to help you with your project. So if you've seen a piece of glass someplace and you'd like to have that in your world, then let Acme Glass show you work that they've done around the Brazos Valley, not only in homes but in businesses. Acme Glass, downtown Bryan and in College Station.
Ready to trade in your old car for something new? Tom Light Chevrolet is your official Auto Trader trade-in marketplace dealership. Ask us about getting an instant cash offer for your car, backed by Auto Trader. You can use the offer toward a trade-in or just walk away with a nice check. Hi, I'm Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet, and we're always focused on making your buying experience easier. The Auto Trader trade-in marketplace is another way we make buying easy. Getting the most for your trade-in has never been easier, and it's perfect for our no-pressure, no-hassle philosophy at Tom Light Chevrolet. Ask for me, Bubba Dixon, and let me earn your business. We have the largest selection of new Chevys in the Brazos Valley, and once you see our pricing, you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Tom Light Chevrolet, since 1972, making new friends and selling great cars and trucks. Come see us at North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
Today, a warning about the messages that you did not post on Facebook. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. It's April. Tax season is behind us, and it's finally starting to warm up. But before you head outside, why not protect what you keep inside? Carbonite automatically backs up your digital files for you all year long. Every song, every photo, every business document. That's why I use Carbonite both at home and here at the show. Protect what's important before you go out. Join me and back up with Carbonite. Visit Carbonite.com today and use promo code Kim to get 2 free bonus months. That's Carbonite.com, promo code Kim.
Now get the Commando Tab tablet designed by America's digital pro, Kim Commando. Sends emails, shop, read books, watch movies, share photos, Facebook, and make video calls to loved ones. All with the Commando Tab tablet. A bright 10-inch color touchscreen, front and rear cameras, fast processor, and gigabytes of storage. You'll love the Commando Tab tablet. Get it for just $159.99. This is a limited-time offer. Order your Commando Tab tablet today at shop.commando.com. That's shop.commando.com.
We've all had those moments when, just as we're about to post a message online, our better self takes control. We look at the message and think again and decide it's best not to post it. No harm, no foul, unless you're dealing with Facebook. An Irish researcher claims that as long as you've typed anything into your Facebook page, whether you decide to post the message or you simply erase it and post nothing, the text you entered on the page is still sent to Facebook's network servers and saved. There's nothing in Facebook's rules that prohibit this. In fact, the rules are quite ambiguous. They read, quoting now, "We collect the content and other information you provide." The researcher says that he's now self-censoring all his thoughts before typing anything onto his Facebook page. And one thing is certain, most Facebook users do not expect the company to collect the text that they decide against sharing. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The committee working on the next bond issue for the College Station School District has finished its work. CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says the school board is expected to hear the recommendations in June.
Probably not in May because that's our big awards, teacher awards and that sort of thing, board meeting, but most likely in the summer. The board would have to call, if it were going to call a bond election in November of 2015, that bond election would have to be called by August.
At this week's board meeting, administrators reported that the board's action last month to refinance more than $47 million in bonds cuts the interest rate in half.
And over the life of the remaining life of those bonds, that's going to save taxpayers at College Station ISD approximately $4.7 million in interest payments. And the best part about that is that there was no extension of the terms of those bonds.
The board approved $2.5 million of deferred maintenance at Rock Prairie Elementary and College Station Middle School, which is a savings of $305,000 compared to the project budget. That's part of the 2013 bond package, where an update shared with the board is on our website at WTAW.com. Now through Thursday, April 30th, you can help the City of College Station by taking their housing survey.
The City of College Station is preparing a housing market analyst in conjunction with the consolidated plan process. Brian Piszczaczek, Community Development Analyst, says part of this analysis is an online survey.
The great thing about doing the survey is that not only are we required to do a lot of outreach, we have a participation plan in place to receive citizen feedback. It's important for one to just look at, you know, the data that's provided, but then also supplement that with actual local response.
Piszczaczek says they are seeking feedback from realtors and developers to property owners and citizens regarding local housing needs. You can take the survey online at cstx.gov/cdsurvey. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A variety of locations have been proposed for a new skate park in Bryan. Mayor Jason Byinski on WTAW's The Infomaniac says the current direction is building one at Williamson Park, north of the municipal golf course.
I would say in this, within the next 6 to 8 months.
Okay.
Funds have been appropriated, so it's just a matter of design work and getting everything surveyed out.
Byinski says it will be larger compared to the skate park at Williamson that was removed because it was unsafe. A citizen's report of hearing gunfire yesterday afternoon resulted in several Bryan police officers responding to the area of Villa Maria and Cavett. Sergeant Ryan Bona says the police call was based on suspicions from concerned citizens of two men reacting to the gunfire, who turned out to be an off-duty deputy and someone with a concealed handgun license.
They were inside of the restaurant. Both of them reacted to hearing shots fired, believing that they were coming either from inside the restaurant or in the close vicinity.
Bona said everyone responded appropriately to the incident, which resulted in no injuries or property damage.
When you hear gunshots, the best thing to do is call. We're very appreciative that people did call. It could have been a lot worse, but it turns out that it was just someone who was target shooting and created a little bit of excitement.
Police issued a ticket to someone firing their handgun in a creek bed behind Shipwreck Grill for illegal discharge of a firearm. State lawmakers have heard from cities about legislation affecting oil and gas exploration. That's included College Station's officials sending emails to District 14 Representative Kyle Cassell.
The ordinances recently adopted by the City Council in 2014 and 15 will not be susceptible to any legal changes under HB 40, and that's important for the listeners to know.
College Station Councilman John Nichols says there are some potential legal challenges to the city expanding its protected areas.
The 600-foot setback now explicitly includes places of business, not just residences. We added explicit language about floodplains. Anybody that knows College Station knows we've got a lot of floodplains.
District 12 Representative John Rainey says cities still have the authority to control property setback and the amount of noise created by drilling and operating wells.
My biggest concern was that if we were to allow things to happen similar to what happened in Denton, that basically the residents of Bryan could lose their property rights and their right to recover the minerals under their ground.
Rainey and Cassell were among those voting for HB 40, which is also expected to pass the state Senate. Next week, Texas A&M is holding a reception for the retiring First Lady of Aggieland. You can visit Reveille 8 at the Alumni Center next Wednesday from 4 until 6. 2 weeks from Saturday, the Corps of Cadets has its final review, which will be the first official appearance of Reveille 9. WTAW News Time is 8:40. It's 71 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2015-2016 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 7th.
Just point, click, permit. Tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2015-2016 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services. Moving forward for you.
Texas Document Solutions.
For Enrique Hazel, owner of Endeavor Physical Therapy, now with two locations, the You're in Charge business relationship with Texas Document Solutions started with the sales rep.
He wasn't pushy. I'm in charge.
And it paid off for your sales rep. You've gotten more copier printers.
Definitely it's more efficient to use Texas Document Solutions. I think it's definitely less expensive, toner and time.
What do you mean time?
Yeah, it was seamless. I don't have to worry about machine breaking down. We just make a phone call and they take care of it.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp document imaging technology. Sharp, from the people who put you in charge.
I have time to treat patients, visit with physicians, do operations.
Texas Document Solutions. Go online or call 775-5500. 775-5500.
This is a great local company.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Spring is here, and now is the time to get fit at AeroFit. You can enroll for just a dollar. Plus, if you're transferring from another club, you can qualify for up to 3 months free. AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family. AeroFit has been voted best of the Brazos for over 10 years. That's because of AeroFit's excellent facilities, services, and staff. AeroFit is everything you and your family want in a health club. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff and exclusive Smart Start program, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Mention this ad and you can enroll for just a buck. Plus, if you are transferring from another club, you can qualify for up to 3 months free. Call Kamai or click AeroFitClubs.com today. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. It's never been easier. Join today and your body will thank you later.
So make that getaway today. You know you're gonna feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
Good morning, it's 8:43. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Considerably cloudy today with the potential for a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, a high of 85. There could be some showers and thunderstorms around tonight, and some of them may be strong. Overnight lows are going to be close to 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy. The threat of showers and thunderstorms, again, they could be strong tomorrow, 85. Storms diminish tomorrow night, lows near 70. Clearing on Saturday and much warmer. Saturday afternoon's highs near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm not looking out there as far as any precipitation is concerned at the present time. Actually, it's moved out of Dallas over toward Texarkana and that sort of stuff. That's about it. I mean, some way out in West Texas, and that's all. Did you boys check your emails?
For the weather scan?
Yeah, I did.
You know, here we are with an entire channel called the Weather Channel now. And for those of us who lived here for a long time, things didn't always happen that way. Our buddy Henry Mayo always sends us stuff that's going on. By the way, you boys may not know, back behind the system building used to be the A&M Museum.
Museum?
There was a museum back there that had some, you know, lots of bones and stuff, but it also had a mummy. It had an
I was going to ask
yes,
if it had a mummy as
it
a
did.
Joke.
It did. No, it
wow.
did. I know. I mean, I guess we'd probably lived here, I don't know, less than 5 months, but I was going, I want to go see that mummy. And we did. We had it, and Henry's got a picture, and I'll forward it on to you guys so you can see it. It now has been sent to a museum in Austin. UT has it now, but... yeah, time was we had ourselves, by golly, we had ourselves right here in College Station, a mummy. Just want to let you know. Dr. Doak, who lived across the street from me growing up, as a matter of fact, was head of the biology department at A&M. He was part of what made that happen. All these things were kind of a predecessor of the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History that we have now. But
anyway. Now, it was a human mummy, not some
it
carcass
was.
They found
it
on the back of the
human
husbandry
mummy.
Barn.
And, you know, the sarcophagus wasn't quite like King Tut standards,
sure.
But, you know, and I don't know what it was, who it was, but just the fact that it was a mummy is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I sent the guys was, you know, back in the day, Bryan College Station, Texas, was one of the smallest cities in America that had competing cable companies.
Huh.
I mean, in big cities, they were paying pretty tough prices. And here, we were paying $4 a month for channel for cable service.
Holy, for
yeah.
what, like 15 channels?
No, I think we had six channels or something like that.
Ooh.
But eventually went up beyond that. But there was this thing called Midwest Video. There was a company that was based out of Arkansas, if I'm not mistaken. I used to work for them a long, long time ago. Anyway, and then Don Adam, the guy who owns American Momentum Bank, he started this thing called Community Cablevision. And so it was $4 a month. And then this new thing called HBO came out.
Dun, dun, dun.
And so you could get all the cable channels and HBO for, I think, $10 a month. I mean,
it was when it was just movies.
It was a sweet, sweet deal, that's for sure. Well, one of the things that Community Cablevision did was they did this thing called Weather Scan, and that's what I sent the guys. And what what this was a fixed camera, okay? And it had dials of, I mean, the wind speed and all this other wind direction and all that. And it actually would shoot the dials. You would get to see that on your, they called it Weather Scan.
Yeah.
weather scan.
Just be like a webcam of a coffee pot.
Exactly.
Today,
exactly. Yeah, yeah. Right. Exactly. So anyway, it was
pretty nifty.
It was. It was kind of fun, and this is one of the first places to have it, and so that way you could tune in and find out what the temperature was anytime. And it's kind of funky to think about it now. And they put KORA FM in the background when it was long hair music, you know, so it's easy listening music. So we had it was easy listening music, and you know, slowly you would see these dials slide by. It was just, yeah.
I vividly remember having to call time and tip as a kid before you go to
sure.
school.
Yeah, and you can still do it. I think it's still out there. You can do that.
Oh,
if
man,
you want
I used to know that number by heart. Oh, I forgot. 822-6712
here.
That was different.
I think. No. Let's see.
It may be a commercial for Verizon now. Let's see.
Let's call time and temperature. What'd you do today on the radio? Oh, we called time and temperature. That's what we did. Let's see.
I hope.
Yeah.
If not,
you're going to wake someone up. They're
no,
going to be angry.
No.
Good morning. Today's date is Thursday, April 23rd.
Yeah. She's right
so
far.
The current time is 8:48. Yeah. The current temperature is 72. Thank you for calling Verizon.
That's what you should do when the weather forecasts don't come in.
Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, that's the reason I remember it. That's going back to, you know, 45 years ago because, you know, I'm getting ready. It's time to do the weather, so I would call that real quickly, and they didn't have a commercial on it then, I think, and that way I could get the temperature. You know, our big W temperature was
There's your original dial-up weather service.
Yeah, exactly, right there. And that's the other thing that used to be fun a long time ago. You know, we'd call, like, the weather service in Anchorage, you know.
Aha.
So you could hear him say, -7. Well, once again, we're very easily, we're in radio. So did you see the picture of the quadruple rainbow in New York from earlier this week?
All I saw was that a meteorologist said it's very rare, but very real. So I was still skeptical, but man,
And again, I don't know, but Amanda Curtis is the lady's name. In the middle of her daily commute from Long Island to Manhattan, she looked up in the sky. That's when she spotted two double rainbows over the city. Took the picture, and there you go. That's again, it's out there somewhere. All right, let's see. It's time for our NASA story.
A stripper at the Palace Men's Club says banning lap dances.
What? I hit that button inadvertently. But we haven't heard from Bambi in so long.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, okay. We may do it again sometime. But anyhow, in the meantime, NASA has launched a new mission, they did it yesterday, focused on finding life on other planets outside our solar system. And I don't know when it's going to get to wherever it's going, but what would we do if we found out? I mean, what would we do with that information? You're going to tell the president, and then he's going to do what? Get out all the Slim Whitman records? I mean, I'm not sure.
better pass national open carry at that point.
Good point, yeah. Yes. The new initiative has a snazzy-sounding acronym. The project is called NEXSS, N-E-X-S-S. It stands for NASA Exoplanet System Science.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The NEXSS project brings together teams of scientists from various institutions to collaborate in the hunt for alien life. That will include earth sciences, planetary scientists, heliophysicists who specialize in the physics of the suns, astrophysicists, and scientists working with SETI, that's the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Institute, which, of course, has been looking for alien life since the 1950s.
Actually, DARPA has already got a plan if we find something.
Well, yeah, don't you know? Probably right.
We're a push button away from that problem getting solved.
But let's think about this. I mean, let's kind of peek behind the curtain, if you will. Let's say that you are, I don't know, the receptionist at SETI, which is the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence.
Okay.
A little bit of a fringe group. What do you think?
A little.
Maybe. Can you imagine her excitement when NASA calls? I mean, this is the big time. The big time is called. We suddenly have relevance because NASA has called us.
At some point, you know, she was like, "Nuh-uh,
yeah,
shut up."
Yeah, really. And then
this
when
isn't
she
NASA.
When she finds out it's real and Mr. or Mrs. SETI, whoever the head of the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, I mean, they're doing high fives over there that NASA actually wants them on this rocket ship deal. Anyway, EarthSky.org says the new focus on exoplanets is a relatively new field. Since the launch of NASA's Kepler Space Telescope 6 years ago, thousands of exoplanet candidates have been found. Discovering exoplanets has largely been the work of astronomers, but it's planetary scientists and astrobiologists who have the expertise to actually examine them and figure out any kind of life could possibly exist on.
They're just bored with intoplanets.
That's it. And so what are they? Then I guess they scan through, they go through and they glean these thousands of planets, and they end up with, what, seven planets? And then this thing has to be like a UPS truck and go from one to the other to pick up samples or send information back to us. Then we know where they are.
Yes.
And once again, if they're smart enough to get to those planets, they're smart enough to hide from us, but... Fine, let's put some money on it.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories. Spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
A household hazardous waste is any home chemical that may pose a threat to human life or ground, air, or water quality. Check labels with keywords such as danger, poison, toxic, flammable. Bring these items along with computers and electronics to the University Services Complex April 25th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. For directions and more information, call the Household Hazardous Waste Hotline at 979-764-3809 or log on to TwinOaksHHW.com.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
News Talk 1620, WTAW is about 4 minutes till. In just a minute, inventions that could change the world. But in the meantime, millennials say they'd quit a job where they aren't allowed to use mobile devices at work for non-work-related purposes, according to a Harris poll.
Not a surprise at all.
Of course they would. They're millennials.
3,500 professionals worldwide. 60% of the respondents said they would leave their jobs if their boss restricted their ability to do personal tasks at work, typically via mobile devices.
Good, you're taking up airspace for someone more qualified
exactly.
than you.
Exactly, that's even though they generally know it's uncool. 58% admitted feeling guilty about using their mobile devices at work, but they just can't control themselves, I'm sure.
Oh, good night, nurse.
It's usually to post something on Facebook like, oh, work sucks.
Yeah, exactly. Currently, younger workers, 34 and under, say they do 26% of their work on tablets or smartphones on average. About 82% said they use mobile devices to deal with personal matters while at work at least once a day. Conversely, 64% do at least one work-related task during personal hours in an average day. Oh, well, good. At least you do one. Isn't that wonderful?
My email's always on.
Yeah. All right, here we go. The European Patent Office, the EPO, has announced its finalists for the 2015 European Inventor Awards, honoring brilliant inventions from the range of scientific fields. Here are the finalists. A guy named Jean-Christophe Gérard from France. Gérard has invented an intelligent window. An electrified glazing on the windows can convert the sun's rays into warmth to heat homes, and likewise the glazing darkens, kind of like transition lenses, to eliminate or minimize the amount of sunlight that comes in the summer.
Brilliant.
Yep. Two guys from Sweden have invented the eye-tracking system called Tobii.
that lets users control computers with their eyes. An infrared sensor tracks the direction of the user's eyeballs, essentially turning your eyes into a computer mouse.
Oh, wow.
A guy from France has developed a peanut paste called Plumpy Nut. Gonna have to work on the name.
Yeah.
But it will apparently help fight famine. Nearly 20 million children under the age, of five suffer from acute malnutrition. They can do that. They can be treated at home. They don't have to go to the hospital.
Yeah, peanut butter is good for them.
Yeah. Hendrik Jonkers from the Netherlands has invented BioCrete.
Ah.
Okay. It contains
bacteria
that naturally produces calcium carbonate.
Yeah.
Yeah. The bacteria lies dormant for up to 200 years. When the concrete cracks, it activates the bacteria to seal up the cracks.
That's awesome.
And this one from Ludwig Lieber from France. He has invented Vitromirs, I believe, a new type of recyclable self-healing plastic.
Oh.
Vitromirs are sturdy as glass, and when heated, can repair damage to their surface. So the next time you drop your smartphone, a little bit of heat could heal the cracks and save you hundreds of dollars.